What are you doing, baby? Playing that game again? What do you like about it? By the looks of it, you're just some cat walking around in like a, what, cyberpunk dystopia? Whoa, I'm just looking it up and it has some really good ratings. That explains why you've been glued to the screen for the last 6 hours. The last 6 hours. Your girlfriend has gone 6 hours without even an acknowledgement of her existence? I get that you're absorbed in the game. But still, existent, acknowledged? Really? You could, like, take a break for maybe 15 minutes, talk with your girlfriend for a bit. I understand you enjoy the game, but you have ignored me all day. You know, we could play some multiplayer game instead together. You don't have to play only one game. Meow? Really? You know that you're not a cat in real life, right? It's just a game. You could, just buy a cat if you like them so much. Oh, wait, you'd neglect it and play video games instead. Get it? Yeah, like you're neglecting me right now? Come on, I'm not saying you can't play games, but give me a bit of attention too, please. I shouldn't have to beg for it. This can't be good for you, physically either. At least take a little break for your body's sake. Let me check how your body's doing. Oh my God, babe! You are so tense here, holy. No. If you're going to sit here and play this cat game or whatever all day, you at least need to loosen up your muscles. They're solid as rock. No, babe. It won't ruin your game. How are you even going to game if your muscles knot themselves completely? Okay, look. I'll get some oil that will make it a bit smoother, but I'm not stopping. This is for your own good, after all. There you go. Breathe. See? You can still play while I loosen up your muscles. Deep breaths in and out. Let the air fill your muscles, and as you breathe out, oh, the tension goes out along with the air. Hey, are you listening? Deep breaths, okay? With me. There you go. Breathe. Relax. Let me take care of you while you play. You're taking a little break? Nice! Come join me on the couch. Hey, do you remember how it was when we first met? You were so worried I would judge you for being a gamer. Your last girlfriend was so horrible about it. "It's me, you're the video games," she said, as if you're not allowed to have hobbies if you're dating someone. It's nice seeing how much you're enjoying your new game. I had to nap it as soon as you started talking about it, and you seem really happy with the gift. Just don't forget who bought you that game, okay? I know. You could have bought it yourself, but I just really wanted to be the one to buy it for you. I wanted it to be a gift from me. Look, babe. I want you to enjoy your hobby, but also give me attention. You've had exes that were unable to let you enjoy your hobby. I've had ones that didn't look after me and my needs. Do you see the predicament we're in here? Exactly. So let's find a healthy balance together. Come on, just stand up for a bit. That's good. And come with me. That's it. Just a little bit closer. Come to your girlfriend. Finally, now I got you. Look at me. Look at your girlfriend in the eyes. I deserve some attention too, don't I? Oh my God. Your muscles are so locked up, you can't even fight back. Oh my God, guess all this sedentary activity has made you weak, hasn't it? Oh, but that's totally okay. Then you could finally spend more time with me. You know, your actual girlfriend. Forever pinned down under the girl that loves you the most. Happily ever after. You stopped struggling. What's wrong? Do you perhaps enjoy your cute girlfriend holding you down like this, preventing you from escaping? You know it's for your own good, and I wouldn't do it if I weren't so in love with you. Look at my eyes. You can see how much I love you, how softly I look at you. I am way more enchanting than the blue light from that monitor, aren't I? That's right. You just needed a little reminder of what's more beautiful to look at. I think I'm owed. Thanks for reminding you. Come on, say it. Thank your girlfriend for peeling you away from the game and pinning you down on the soft bed. Good gamer. You're struggling again? I'm not letting you out just because you agreed with me, you know? At the very least. You should say the magic words. No, the magic words aren't "let me go, pretty please." What are they then? I'll give you a hint. Three words. Very good. I love you too, sweetie. Good gamer. Mwah. What's that? Didn't you want to break free and return to your game? Aw, I knew you'd like this. Okay, just stay pinned down under your girlfriend. I certainly won't mind. Oh my god, look at that grin on your face. So cute. You really are happy that I pulled you away from your game. So, while I've got your attention, maybe we should plan a date night next week so I don't get neglected again. What do you say? We could play games at home or order takeout. Maybe my darling gamer would like to visit that arcade nearby. What do you say? Can't decide, huh? Should I pick something for you? I'd certainly prefer to go outside. We've been indoors too much lately. I don't know about you, but too much time inside is enough to drive me crazy, and you focusing on your game so much makes it even worse. I can pick? Awesome. I'll do that. So, Monday after work, I'll take you somewhere, and you have to come with me. I'll pick the place. I'll even tell you what to wear, because I know what outfits I really, really like you in. And you'll just come with me and be my nice, attentive partner. As for now, how about you just rest your fried little gamer brain while I relax you some more? You can't be holding all this tension with you when we go on our date next week. Great. So here's what you'll do. Just turn around onto your stomach and let me run my hands over your skin, kneading those knotted muscles of yours. And don't you dare try to escape now that I finally got you all to myself. Good gamer. Now where did I have the oil again? Ah, there. That's it. Just relax and let my hands run all over your back. Whoa, even when lying down and stretching your back out properly, your muscles are really hard. Maybe you're not gaming after all, but just pumping some iron as soon as I look away. No? That's fine, baby. You don't have to keep any secrets from me. And even if you aren't secretly lifting weights, I still have to take care of this rock-hard back of yours. You aren't exactly as agile as that cat you're playing as. There you go. So, did you accomplish a lot in the game today? You play as a cat, right? And you're exploring some cyberpunk city or something? Oh, and you have a robot friend, huh? How does a robot and a cat work together, I wonder? Okay. Interesting. The visuals reminded me a lot of Hong Kong. Hey, do you perhaps want to go there someday? Yeah, we just jump on a plane on Monday, just like that. An impulse trip to Hong Kong. No? You're too tired? I told you, babe. We need to take breaks. Anyways, I can just keep running my hands over your back. And if you doze off for a bit, that's okay. We can talk again when you wake up.